Shades of 2008. Not here, but in China. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 24th day of September. Thanks, as always, for being with us. In business news, if you bought this at Costco, destroy it right now. Remember the old layaway program? Well, Walmart had it, but now they've killed it. Customers are going back to fast food, but the workers aren't. But it's not just fast food workers that have disappeared. We've got another story about that. Boeing and a spacecraft mystery. China and cryptocurrency. It is a big deal. Trouble over at AARP, but they are working on it. We've got the Wall Street Report and some email etiquette to wrap up the week. Then it's Jeff Bitz from Cityview Magazine in to riff with me about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers, with members worldwide.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. We've almost made it to the weekend, kids. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and hey, if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. If it sort of feels like 2008 all over again, it kind of is. This week, Evergrande, the largest real estate developer in China, defaulted on an $83.5 million bond debt payment. The company is now in a 30-day grace period to meet obligations to foreign creditors. The company, according to published reports, has been playing a shell game for years. They borrow some money, then they sell some housing units to pay off the debt, borrow some more, sell some more. Trouble is, many people who have purchased housing from Evergrande have yet to see their apartment built. They were buying ahead of construction, and now, unless the Chinese government steps in to rescue the company, those folks might be out of luck. But if that happens, what's to keep other companies from defaulting and collecting money from the government? Maybe they should call up former President Obama for some direction. If you remember, it was the Obama administration that navigated the crash in 2008 and 2009, if you remember, TARP funds, right? Oh, and then that stress test for banks. Yeah, all of that goes back a ways. If you purchased a snorkel kit at Costco, be warned. The Oceanic Worldwide Snorkel does not work correctly. No kidding. The recall comes after the company received multiple reports of defective product. In other words, it lets water back in, and that could be a little dangerous if you're out snorkeling. According to a CPSC announcement, at least 13 reports were submitted saying the snorkel did let water in, which does pose that drowning risk, according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. You know, back in the day, the layaway program was something that many retail centers had. It was where you purchased an item, put down maybe 15 to 20% down, and then paid it off, usually interest-free. Once you paid it off, you went to the store and claimed your stuff. A couple of years ago, Walmart brought back the layaway program, and now the company has, well, they've killed it off. A report from Raleigh, North Carolina news station WRAL says that customer service has confirmed the discontinuation, saying that it will not be available in stores or online anymore. Usually, the layaway program begins in late August and lasts until mid-December. According to Eat This, Not That, Walmart is now using Affirm, a finance payment option that allows you to pay over time at a pace of your choosing, ranging from 3 to 24 months. However, the rate is 10 to 30% annual percentage rate based on credit and is subject to an eligibility check. Customers looking for another option can also open a Capital One Walmart Rewards card, which offers 5% cash back online and 2% cash back in stores. Grocery stores during the height of the pandemic saw food to be fixed at home fly off the shelves. Today, there is still some of that happening, but it looks like customers have started to flock back to fast food. But there is a problem. the fast food workers are staying away. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette is reporting that places like McDonald's are closing early, opening later, or in some extreme cases, only offering drive-through service. Fast food workers who are low-wage workers have moved on to other jobs at other businesses that pay more and have better benefits. And get this, of the nearly 10 million job openings in the United States, roughly 1 in 6 are in the leisure and hospitality sector. That includes fast food workers, according to data maintained by the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. Now get this, that's 1,734,000 openings versus an estimated 1,475,000 unemployed people. That means, if you do the math, there are many more food service jobs out there than there are people to fill them. But the problem isn't just with fast food service workers. Get this. Yahoo Finance is reporting that FedEx can't find workers, and in fact, the company estimated a shocking 600,000 packages across the FedEx network are being rerouted because of the inability to find labor. Those processing bottlenecks stand to wreak havoc in the holiday season if FedEx is unable to address the worker shortage, which, by the way, is increasingly unlikely to happen. Meanwhile, Cabela's and Bass Pro Shops have announced that they are hiring 5,000 team members as we head into the holiday season. The problem might be where to find them. Then they might be coming from, well, you guessed it, the food service industry. Earlier this year, Forbes ranked Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's in the top 10 among America's best employers as part of a nationwide survey of 500 large firms. So, yeah, hey, there is that. You know, it's one thing after another with Seattle-based Boeing. First, it's troubled and grounded airplanes, and now a space capsule that's causing some serious issues. The Washington Post is reporting that days after Boeing discovered a problem with its Starliner spacecraft, it removed the capsule from the rocket and returned it to the factory, where engineers have been playing detective trying to figure out what went wrong. Well, that detective work has been going on now for 2 months, and they're still not sure what caused 13 valves to remain shut when they should have been open. It's the latest embarrassment for a program that has suffered a series of blunders, and it's unclear when the company may attempt to launch it again. Well, this is not a good thing for cryptocurrency. This week, China declared that all crypto-related transactions are now illegal. The country also declared all financial transactions involving cryptocurrencies are also against the law. In other words, you can't trade it, and you can't buy anything with it. That resulted in Bitcoin dropping in value from $51,000 a coin to nearly $41,000 a coin in a matter of hours. The value of the world's cryptocurrencies tanked to a new low of $1.8 trillion, falling almost 10%. And get this, wiping out $188 billion in market value within just 3 hours of China's announcement. The preferred vendor for credit cards for AARP members has switched from Chase to Barclays, but yeah, there is a but. NerdWallet is reporting that frustrated AARP credit card holders who may be enduring a problem-plagued transition from Chase to Barclays should activate their new cards online or with an automated phone system to avoid hours-long phone call wait times. That's the advice from Barclays, which has been dealing with new customers' ire despite beefing up its customer service ranks in anticipation of higher call volumes as it began the transition this week. Cardholder complaints have ranged from card delivery delays and activation issues to lengthy call hold times and problems with reoccurring payments. Stocks ended the day Friday mixed, with the Dow picking up 33 points after flirting below the flat line all day long. The Dow closed at 34,798. The NASDAQ was off by 4.5 points to end the trade at 15,047, and the S&P 500 picked up 6.5 points to close the day and the week at 4,455. The Dow and the S&P clinched weekly gains, with the Dow picking up 0.6% and the S&P 500 up by 0.5%. The NASDAQ was little changed. And finally, there is this. Miscommunication is at times unavoidable. So here are five phrases leadership expert Erica Dewan suggests replacing so you don't sound passive-aggressive. You ready? Here we go. Here's five of them. Per my last email, if you type that in, it's not so good. What it actually means is you didn't really read what I wrote. Pay attention this time. Ooh, that's a little passive-aggressive, right? Number two, for future reference. What it actually means is, let me correct your blatant mistake that you already knew was wrong. Number three, bumping this up to the top of your mailbox. What it really means is, you're my boss or employee. This is the third time I've asked you. I need to get this crap done. Number four, just to be sure we're on the same page. You type that into an email, maybe you shouldn't. What that really means is, I'm going to cover my butt here and make sure that everyone who refers to this email in the future knows that I was right all along. And finally, the words going forward. What that actually means is, do not ever do that again. Other than those phrases, Dewan suggests other forms of email etiquette. For example, do not respond to an email if you are angry. You will regret it. Number two, assume good intent. Instead of calling somebody out for screwing up, step into their shoes and ask yourself, what are some of the reasons why they might have made this mistake? You could also show empathy and encouragement. Replace imperative words like do this with conditional phrases like could you do this? When delivering feedback, begin your message by expressing appreciation, using words like thank you for X or excellent job on Y. Avoid digital ghosting, really. If you can answer in 60 seconds or less, respond immediately. If it's urgent, respond immediately, or let the sender know you're working on it. Make an appointment with yourself on your calendar if you need to. If it's a matter lacking urgency, don't stress. Block out some time to follow up at your convenience. Now, if you're the one waiting for a response, unless it's critical that you get a reply ASAP, remember, people may have a lot on their plates. If you follow up twice and you don't get a reply, why not switch to a different medium? You know, that old-fashioned telephone call? See what you learn here? All right, stay with us, because we're about to get hyper-local with Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine and stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week.